worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. And we are in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and our theme for this share-a-thon is Revive Us Again. And we're grateful for the many, many people that have prayed, many people that have called in and given financially. And we appreciate every person that has chosen to participate in any regard. The scripture for our theme is Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Again, thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. A final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I'm in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. And then looking in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. They're the kind who work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of vulnerable women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. Such women are forever following new teachings, but they are never able to understand the truth. These teachers oppose the truth just as Johnnies and Jambres opposed Moses. They have depraved minds and a counterfeit faith, but they won't get away with this for long. Someday, everyone will recognize what fools they are, just as with Johnnies and Jambres. But you, Timothy, certainly know what I teach and how I live and what my purpose in life is. You know my faith, my patience, my love, and my endurance. You know how much persecution and suffering I have endured. You know all about how I was persecuted in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, but the Lord rescued me from all of it. Yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution, but evil people and imposters will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood. They have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. All of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Thank you, Lord, again for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you, Lord, for blessing so tremendously as you have our share-a-thon. Thank you for all the persons that have prayed for us. Thank you for the many people that have given generously and financially. Thank you for every gift of any and every size. Each gift is a seed that helps us move forward to carry out the work and the calling you placed upon us as a ministry. Father, flood the lives of every person that has listened in, every person that has prayed, every person that has given and participated in any way. Flood their lives with your grace, peace, and mercy in tremendous measure. Quicken each of us spiritually, physically, mentally, and stir us more and more to be the faithful church of the Lord Jesus Christ you'd have us to be. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you so much for the gifts that you've given us. And thank you so much for the partnership of our listeners in AFR. Father, I ask that you'd grow us to be better stewards, that you'd grow us in more works, that you'd grow us to have more fruit. Father, I ask for your Holy Spirit to strengthen us so that we could overcome temptations, so that we could overcome our spiritual struggles and the spiritual warfare, and so that we could just be good stewards as you bring the growth. Father, you say that one waters and other plants, but the growth belongs to you. And so, Father, help us to be good stewards with what you've given us. Thank you so much for these opportunities. And Father, I just want to see more of your fruit. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And as we've stated, we are in the midst of our fall share-a-thon. And thank you again for all those that have participated, those that have prayed, those that have given financially. We appreciate every gift of any and every size, because every gift, again, is a seed to help us continue the work the Lord has called us to. Again, our theme for this share-a-thon is revive us again. And keep in mind, the theme scripture is Psalm 85, verses 6 through 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Isaac's going to share with us the number to call if you'd like to call in to make a pledge.
You can call in to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net. And Pastor Joseph, I just wanted to say, I have been loving this theme. Revive us again so we may rejoice in you. There is so much that God has given us. We could just start and stop with Jesus.
That's right.
That's where revival happens. Whenever we are just spending time in love at Jesus' feet. I think the first day you gave the picture of Mary and Martha. Mm-hmm. I think the first day of Share-a-thon, you gave that picture of mm-hmm. like, it's so good for us to just be sitting at the feet of Jesus. Right. And so why don't we just do that more?
Amen. Amen. It's good for us to understand that Jesus is life, and he's what life is all about. So coming to know Christ as the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior is the single most important decision in all of life that we can make. And once we come to know Christ, we're to run after him. We're to run off after him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and live for him. Live in such a way that we'll be faithful ambassadors for his kingdom. Father, thank you for every single listener. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of their lives. Lord, for any and all that don't know you as Lord and Savior, touch them today. Open their heart and their life and their mind to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that you'd stir them to make the step to invite Jesus Christ into their heart as Lord and Savior today. But also for those that know you, Lord, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would cause us to have a hunger to want to be and do all that you've called us to be and to do, to fulfill all the call of God upon our lives. Help us to not be content with anything less. Help us to pursue that every day of our lives passionately. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Isaac, share that number one more time with our listeners if they'd like to call in to make a pledge.
So you can make a pledge to give at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net, and that helps support all of our ministries. AFA has a lot of different branches, from the radio to the studios department to the news department to the stand writing articles. There's a whole broad spectrum of things that AFA is involved in.
Thank you, Isaac. We're going to listen to one or two listener testimonies at this time.
Hi, this is Haywood from Kosciuszko, Mississippi. I want to thank Dr. Don Wildman for what he's done over the last 40 years. He's been a great help to all America and all a Christian. And I was an over-road truck driver for many years. It was family while I was away from my family. And it's that way to this day. And I certainly appreciate it and all the staff, people they have that work there, just so fantastic and knowledgeable and helpful in every way. And may God bless them until Jesus comes and gets us.
This is James Carter in Robstown, Texas. I'm a longtime AFR listener. I have the app on my phone now. I work by myself in my truck all day long, and the scripture that came to mind was, as iron sharpens iron, so a brother sharpens the countenance of another, and you guys sharpen me. It's great to be able to spend time with y'all all day while I'm working. I'm in and out of the truck, and you guys have some great programming and great, great people there, and y'all love the Lord, and I love the Lord, and it's great to spend time with y'all. So I hope it is encouraging to you to know that you got people like me who you touch every single day.
This is James, calling from San Angelo, Texas, to let you know that each day I look forward to being blessed by AFR, American Family Radio. Pastor Jeff Reeve from His Heart Ministry is super. He always preaches truth and love. Bert and Alex, well, they amaze me and educate me with their great Bible question and answers on Exploring the Word show. Tony Perkins' show, Washington Watch, shines the light and truth and the lies of politicians and helps us know how to pray for our country. Abraham Hamilton, on the Hamilton Corner, he cracks me up with his humor and his deep understanding of our Christian legal rights. This crazy, unholy world, woke world that we're living in. AFR, please, please keep up the great work. Keep speaking the truth boldly each day. You're helping us to daily know, to grow, and to go for Jesus Christ.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We are in the midst of our fall share-a-thon. Once again, our theme is Revive Us Again. And we're encouraging you to get involved by both praying for the ministry of the American Family Association and American Family Radio, and giving financially to help us carry the mission forward. Isaac's going to share one more time the number for to call in to make a pledge.
You can call in to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
And once again, that theme scripture is Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7, which tells us, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." Lord, thank you again for every believer that's listening, that's been a part of the share-a-thon. Thank you for every person that's giving, that has already given. But thank you for others that are considering giving. Stir them, Lord, just to do whatever part you're calling them to do to help carry this work forward. And stir us all to be faithful witnesses for Christ everywhere we go, believers that carry gospel tracts, that share our testimony, that will ask, "How can I pray for you?" Available vessels you can use anywhere we go. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We'll be right back.
Into the deepness this heart of mine, it's you. It's you, Lord, it's you. Then everything else just falls in line. Forever, roll to crescendo, goodbye limbo, like a new day dawning, show me the window, where I can see it's you.
Hi, this is James in Conway, Arkansas. I have relied on AFR for years for news and commentary from a biblical worldview. As a result, I listen to them every day, pray for them each day. And I've been donating at every Share-a-thon for over a decade now, and certainly intend to continue with that. I just appreciate you folks. God bless you. Bye.
Judy in Texas. 8 years ago, while changing radio stations, Van Celia's voice and directness caught my ear. I haven't changed my radio station since. Because of Dan, I started donating to Preborn, India Partners, Samaritan's Purse, 8 Days of Hope, and American Family Radio. I later became a financial business partner, learned a lot from Dan, and miss his personality, his encouragement, and voice every day. Thank you, American Family Radio. May God shower his blessings upon you as you encourage and teach others to be the hands and feet of our Lord Jesus Christ in doing kingdom work. As Dan would say it, may God bless you as you have blessed us. Thank you.
Karna from Hampstead, North Carolina. I hope I can get through this. I don't know how I'd cope without AFR. From early morning, I can listen to godly counseling on family and life. Then to truthful presentation of what now is happening. And just when I might get discouraged with the news, I get my thoughts recaptured and put back to realize who's in control and in whom I must put my trust. The Almighty God and Jesus. Thank you, AFR.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio, and we are in the midst of our fall Share-a-thon. Our theme is Revive Us Again. And Isaac, tell our listeners how they can call in to make a pledge to help us continue the work.
You can call in to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
All right. Thank you, Isaac, and thank you again for being a part of our listening family. As we've mentioned, many people have prayed and have called in and pledged gifts, and we just want to say very, very much so thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your generosity, your graciousness, and your kindness as you help us continue the work of American Family Radio and the American Family Association. You know, on the broadcast here, often we talk about the importance of us being prayer people of prayer, believers that are who are given to prayer and being well-equipped disciples and kingdom warriors. And I think it's helpful to understand that we deal with spiritual warfare, every one of us, every single day. And it's important for us to learn to battle skillfully. And I have an article that we've had a chance to share with listeners entitled Seven Ways to Use Your Sword. And it talks about the seven different ways you can use the Word of God wisely every day to be a more skillful kingdom warrior. We can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, pray it, obey it, and meditate on it. All of them are related, but none are quite the very same thing, but all of them edify us. And each of these activities is a means whereby Jesus can touch our lives and bless our lives and use us more effectively as vessels in his kingdom. So our encouragement to you is that you make it a goal to seek to use God's word in all of those ways every single day. For example, one way to pray the word of God is, for example, praying Psalm 91 every day. Let's take a moment now specifically to pray Psalm 91. Lord, thank you for all of those that are part of our listening family, and thank you for all those persons we've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler, and so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot, because we have set our love upon you. Therefore you deliver us. You set us on high, because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You're with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. And let me say too, our encouragement is that every single listener would make it your goal to pray Psalm 91 every single day, because it's a wonderful tool and a prayer tool that can both bless or help you to be blessed physically in terms of your health, but also a tool whereby we can receive God's supernatural protection from the dangers and evils and harms of this world. Remember, we live in a dangerous, crazy world, dangerous for so many different reasons. Yet we serve a God that's big enough to protect us from any and all the harms and dangers in the world. Isaac, you had something you wanted to share.
Real quick, if you want to hear more stuff like this, you can give to support AFA and AFR by calling 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net, and that's help supports our ministry and more shows and more projects similar to what we do here. Pastor Joseph, I absolutely love what you were just saying there of how the Father, our Heavenly Father, is our protector. And we could start back in Exodus and see how the Israelites being brought out of Egypt, all they did was they followed Moses, who was following God. And so they were following God through Moses, and God split the sea and saved them from the Egyptians. And then we go to Jesus whenever he starts his ministry coming down from the mountain. He tells the disciples to follow after them or after him. And so the disciples, all they have to do is walk behind Jesus, and Jesus is healing the sick and exercising demons. And all they're doing is following. But then I had this, as soon as you mentioned that we were talking about spiritual warfare today, I just had Revelation 15 come into my mind, close to the beginning of the chapter. I saw before me what seemed to be a glass sea mixed with fire, and on it stood all the people who had been victorious over the beast and his statue, and the number representing his name. They were all holding harps that God had given them, and they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous deeds have been revealed. So now we don't get to see all, like, we're still seeing blurly, opaquely. We don't get to see the full clear picture of all that God has done, but we do know we've got Jesus. But still, these are the people who have been victorious over the beast and his statue and the number representing his name, and all they're doing is they're just worshiping God. Mm-hmm. And I think that is an awesome thing to meditate on, and for us to try to emulate too, of us to just sit and worship the Father for what we know he's done. Mm-hmm. And in that, let the Father split the seas before us. And in that, let Jesus walk before us and do all the healing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that, Isaac. You know, there's so much in what you just shared. You know, the way we battle the darkness is by obeying. We listen to the Word of God and do what God says. We simply follow God. And the fact is, sometimes we use weapons that sometimes we don't quite know how they work. We just know they work. And so obedience is a means whereby we battle the darkness. And as we simply follow the Lord, we can walk in victory every single day. Now, the fact is, no two people's paths are the same on any given day. And all of us have different callings and unique works that we're called to. Yet the fact is, the Word of God, who is Jesus, is the most powerful weapon in the universe. And as we learn to put it to work, and one of the ways, of course, is through listening to the Word of God and obeying it. And so if we listen and do what God says, we will be battling skillfully and fruitfully as well, too. So
it makes me think of a story that you shared recently, one of the Bible stories, I think was Jehoshaphat, where they went out to battle because they were sure they were going to lose, but then asking the Lord for advice, they ended out just sending worshipers in front of the army. The worshipers just worshipped, and once they got there, their enemies had fought each other and were all gone, and they spent 3 days getting the spoils.
Gathering the spoils. That was 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I would challenge and encourage every listener to take time to read that chapter and read and meditate on it over and over and over again, because it has such powerfully important truths to teach us about the warfare of life. The fact is, sometimes the enemy can come in like a flood, but the reality is the enemy will never catch God off guard. Our job is to learn to trust God. Our job is to believe that God can do his job. And God is always very successful at doing his job of being God. So it's powerful.
To continue supporting AFR and the Hour of Intercession and all the other shows that AFR hosts, you can give by calling 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
Amen. Amen. You know, Isaac, I like to often talk about this very simple spiritual habit that a family can carry out in their home. It's so simple, yet it's so powerfully effective. The simple habit of a parent having each of their young children to read the Word of God out loud to them. And specifically, you know, I like to encourage a goal of no less than 3 chapters a day. Now, again, it's interesting to me how often people, when they first hear that, they may think, well, that's a lot. You know, you can read your average 3 chapters in about maybe 15 minutes or so. And so a parent having their child to read is so wise, and it's so productive. Because when that child is reading the Word of God, they're spending time with Jesus, and they're spending time interacting with Jesus. They're spending time with Jesus touching them. You might say, well, how is Jesus touching them? When you read the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, Jesus and God are touching you. They're ministering to you. They're encouraging you. They're edifying you. One of the most, if not the most productive habit in life is that of reading and meditating on the Word of God every single day. So parents, when we're wise enough not only to do it ourselves, but to have our children read out loud to us, it's one of the best and most fruitful things we can do for our children as well. Because yes, when they're reading the Word of God, they're battling the darkness. Yes, they're doing spiritual warfare as well.
Seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. There are so many passages like that. Seek my face. Or you say to me, Lord, seek my face. Your face, Lord, do I seek. I'm probably completely butchering the quote of that. But there's so many passages. And so one of the ways we can just pursue after the Father is absolutely through reading Scripture. And often, even if you don't feel into it, sometimes it's better just to start that practice and then wait for the fruit to happen after.
That's right. That's right. You know, just like Isaac, I think of this very important truth to be mindful of as well is, When a person reads a passage of Scripture and maybe they don't really fully, if at all, comprehend it, a good practice is read it a second time. In fact, you know, when I talk about reading 3 chapters a day, a person may choose to read the same chapter 3 times over, which is fine, which is great. You're feeding your spirit, but the Holy Spirit is working on opening your understanding. The more you read and meditate on that same passage, the more the Holy Spirit is working on watering your understanding, helping you to go deeper into the Word and helping you to better understand. And sometimes understanding comes maybe relatively quickly, and sometimes it may take some time. But understanding does come as we continue to stay in the Word.
Yesterday, we were talking a little bit about walking in faith, and sometimes I feel like we feel the pressure to do things perfectly right off the bat. Like, okay, I'm saying I'm starting to read 3 chapters a day every day, and I'm going to do it perfectly. And if I don't do it perfectly, I'm not sure I want to do it. But really, like, what happens whenever we're walking in faith? We start moving, and whenever we fail, we get back up and try again. And the expectation is perfection, even if we fall short. We get back up and aim back right again for perfection. And we just keep trying and trying and trying, praying to the Father and thanking Him for His grace, for His mercy, and asking Him for to empower us through His Holy Spirit to do His work.
Amen. Amen. That number to call, if you'd like to join in and be a part of our Fall Share-a-thon, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. We'll be right back.
This is Catherine Hollyfield. I live in DeRidder, Louisiana. And since I became an AFR listener, praise God, I've become an informed Christian. Without you all, I wouldn't be informed and able to share the information with those I know in my church and in my prayer groups and with my friends. I love the way each program complements each other in God's Word and the events of the day, what's going on in the world. Exploring the Word is an amazing program, sharing God's Word and answering Bible questions. I share the action alerts with all I can, and because of your teaching, I'm trying to do my part to be a watchman and to be a servant of Christ. Thank God for you all.
Katie Adams, Brandon, Mississippi. I am an analytical chemist and mother of 3 little girls. I want to thank AFR for telling the American people what's really going on. I thank God for you out loud on Wednesday nights at church to try to encourage the church as a whole to listen. Thank you to the Wildmans and AFR. You have truly blessed my life.
Kevin Brazil, Long Beach. I just wanted to call and give a voice of thanks just to let you know that it hadn't been so long ago that I was feeling really down, really pointless, hopeless, nothing, looked forward to nothing, and not going to commit suicide or anything like that. I had made a covenant with the Lord before that I would never do that, but I still just had trouble being interested in anything, and the only thing that I looked forward to was the radio, because I could always get some inspiration, some direction, some guidance. And I know the Father was at work, and I appreciate you more than you can imagine.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio, and we are in day three of our fall share-a-thon, and we're appreciative of everyone that's participated so far. Our theme has been Revive Us Again, and we're drawing from the scripture Psalm 85, verses 6 through 7. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. Again, Psalm 85, verses 6 through 7. And keep in mind, a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a small Revive Us Again travel bag, or to become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. Through that, through giving that gift, that commitment, that pledge, you receive a copy of Because These Things Matter and a small Revive Us Again travel bag as well. We hope that you will choose to get involved to help us to carry the work and the mission of the American Family Association forward. Share with us one more time, Isaac, the number for people to call in to make a pledge.
You can call in to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. And honestly, it is so encouraging hearing some of those listener stories and hearing from some of our listeners of their personal testimonies and just seeing how the Father has been using this ministry. I haven't been working here for all that long, over a year now. I think maybe close to a year and a half now. I'm honestly not too sure at this point. Mm-hmm. But just seeing all the people that are working so diligently, that are so passionate about ministry and the gospel and evangelism and just encouraging people and helping people fight the good fight, it's been awesome just seeing all of this amazing work.
Well, praise God. I appreciate you sharing that, Isaac. And I do hope that listeners are encouraged to hear that the Lord uses people like Isaac and all the rest of us that make up the staff here to carry out the work of the Lord. But also, He uses this ministry to set people on fire through the radio waves as well. People, listeners like you, who wherever you may live or wherever you may feel called to the Lord to be, God can use you mightily to touch and impact the lives of others. An important goal is for us to live in such a way that the Holy Spirit burns big and bright on the inside of each and every one of us. So we hope that it is your goal to do just that. Once again, the number to call in to make a pledge to help us carry on the work of the American Family Association, the number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at afr.net. Again, that's afr.net. If you happen to be one of our listeners that you're not reading your Bible every day, you don't know what you're missing. The fact is, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. And the Word of God is many, many, many things that you and I are wise to delve into. The Word of God is the source of all power, the source of all joy, the source of all wisdom, the source of all counsel. And the fact is, God's Word really is the answer to everything. Remember, the Bible is the best-selling book in the world, has been for centuries, and it continues to be, and for good reason. Its author is the creator of the universe. You know, some people may say, I like to read mysteries, I like to read detective stories, I like to read this sort of literature. Why not read the book written by, inspired by the creator who made you, who created you, who knows you better than you know yourself? So getting into God's Word every day is so wise. So if you don't have the habit of reading no less than 3 chapters a day, today is a wonderful day, a good day to start this habit, because it's a wonderful way to allow the Lord to, in a sense, reset you on fire every single day as you simply sit down to read and meditate on His powerful, powerful Word. Isaac, any words of encouragement you'd like to share with the listeners?
Well, real quick, let's give that phone number one more time. That is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net. And I just wanted to say, like, yes, absolutely. Reading Scripture is one of the biggest ways that we can grow in our walk with Christ. And Really, though, like, we're talking about spiritual warfare here, and we're talking about walking in faith, and we're talking about revival. We do need a revival in our culture. We need a church to be awakened into healthy, mature Christianity again. And one of the ways that we can get there is through reading scripture more and walking more in evangelism by reading scripture and obeying it. Once you walk into obedience in scripture, you start finding out more stuff about yourself that you never would have known before. Once you start walking in who the Lord has called you to be, you start realizing more about yourself that you never would have known. That's not my original idea. I was told that by somebody else, and it has stuck in my mind that I don't really know who I am until I start walking in who God has made me to be.
Amen.
And so that's one of the biggest ways that we can walk in spiritual warfare in winning, too, is that walking in who God has made you to be, that's how you start winning. That's how you start thriving in His kingdom. That's how you start growing fruit.
Mm. That's a great point to be reminded of, too, Isaac. Simply hearing God's word and obeying God's word. Great things happen in the life of a believer that's simply diligent to hear his word and to live it as well. We're going to listen to some more listener testimonies at this time.
My name is Jarvis King. I live in Bogachitta, Mississippi. Many years ago, my dad and I had a Motorola two-way radio business in Macomb. Well, WAQL is still there, and it's on a tower. Dad decided to let Don Wildman get on the tower for free for the antenna space. And at the time, I didn't like the idea. I wasn't living right. Years went by, Dad's gone to be with the Lord, and I lived a terrible, addicted life till I went in Teen Challenge 15 years ago. And little did I know at the time when when Dad let Don get on the radio tower, that I would be listening to it now every day when I work. I just want to thank Don Wildman and all the staff there for blessing me every day, and such a blessing that my dad saw the vision with Don and allowed them to get on the tower at Macomb.
Hello, this is David Chen from California and South California. And today I just call to leave a message. This little ministry of the Kingdom of God that changed my life, keep changing. I just want to give a big thank you to all beloved ones, such as Teacher Alec McFarlane, Teacher Bert Hopper, and Brother Tim Wyman and the whole family. And I wanted to say thank you because you guys give me things that more than the money that I could not compare. Thank you.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio, and we are in our fall share-a-thon. The theme is Revive Us Again. Isaac, share our number one more time.
You can call in to give at 1-877-616-2396, 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net. And I've heard John Riley and JJ say a few times that, yes, we want to encourage you to give to your local church first. We want you to take care of your family second. But then if you have extra, consider supporting AFR because of all those testimonies and all the work that God has been doing through this place. You can see and support more of that ministry.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac, for sharing that word of wisdom and encouragement. Thank you, Father, again, for every person that has participated in the share-a-thon. Thank you for the generosity of so many listeners who've dug deep and given sacrificially to help the work and the mission behind the ministry of the American Family Association. Father, pour out the spirit of revival mightily upon your church. More and more empower us to be the church you've called us to be. Thank you for us as a church, and thank you for us as a nation, Lord. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And I would challenge every listener, make it your goal to pray the Ten Commandments every single day. It's a powerful prayer with powerful effect. as we usually do before we end the broadcast. If you're listening today and you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a wonderful day to get saved. If you'd like to make that step and fully commit your heart and your life to the Lord, would you from your heart pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, right now, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to seek you in prayer daily. Help me to live what I learn daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you gave your life to Christ and prayed that prayer, we want to connect with you. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. My email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us to get that information. We definitely want to get it to you. One more time, joseph@afr.net. Isaac, one more time. If someone wants to call in to make a pledge, how can they do that?
You can call in to make a pledge at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net.
All right. And thank you again for all of you for being a part of our fall share-a-thon. God bless.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.